This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Warrior Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, the first WHL organization has come forward to declare their intentions to bid on the 2020 MasterCard Memorial Cup. Well, the latest in moments. They call him Rids. Bob Ridley, legendary voice of the Medicine Hat Tigers, has hit another milestone and is near 50 years behind the mic. He'll be our guest. And another Swift Current Bronco has snagged the WHL On the Run Player of the Week award. Finnish forward Aleksi Heponiemi continues to put up big numbers. He'll close out the show. First up.
It gives me great pleasure to announce, in partnership with the City of Kamloops, our intention to bid to host the 2020 Memorial Cup right here in River City, beautiful Kamloops, British Columbia.
Kamloops Blazer majority owner Tom Gilardi announcing the intentions for the Blazers to bid on the 2020 MasterCard Memorial Cup. Gilardi made the announcement at a special news conference at the Sandman Center. The club last hosted the event in 1995. In 2020 would be the 25th anniversary of that event, which the Blazers ran the table to win a third Memorial Cup in 4 years. Gilardi and his ownership group says now is the time to chase the events.
We've been encouraged for a long time to do this, and it was, for our ownership, it was always about, not yet, let's wait, it's not time. And I think with everything that's come together this time, the 25 years, the general cycle, and just the feeling of what's going to happen, I think we've got a real chance to land this thing.
And when it comes to hosting events, Kamloops, well, known as the tournament capital of Canada.
Well, this is a city that has it all. We've got a, you know, we've got a major airport. We've got great hotels. We've got a beautiful riverfront. In spring, it's amazing here along the river. And it, you know, for a 7-8 day event like the Memorial Cup, I think it's an ideal spot. We showed Canada how good we are. Hockey Day in Canada last year, we're gonna have a tough bid, and we're gonna be tough to beat.
Meanwhile, at the 1995 event, Don Hay was behind the Blazer bench, guiding the club to a Memorial Cup title. Fast forward. And he's still the man in charge.
Well, I can remember back in 94 when it was announced that we were going to host it, Memorial Cup in 95. It creates a lot of excitement within your organization. It creates a lot of excitement within your city. And, the city will be abuzz, with the talk of a possibility of hosting the Memorial Cup. They did a great job of it back in 1995. The community banded together and, had a great committee on board. We happened to win the Memorial Cup in 94, so that created more excitement coming into 95. And I think it's great for the young prospects of the Blazers organization and everybody involved in the organization. It just brings a lot of excitement to our group and to the city.
Now, other bids are expected to be announced from other organizations in the coming weeks. This year's edition of the MasterCard Memorial Cup is the 100th in history. It'll be hosted by the Regina Pats in May. The tournament goes back to the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League in 2019, before then returning out west in 2020.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week radio edition.
It's always an honor to talk to our next guest. He is the legendary voice of the Medicine Hat Tigers, Bob Ridley. Rids is on the phone for Medicine Hat. First of all, 3,800. That's the latest milestone on your long journey, your long road calling games in the Western Hockey League. Recently honored for that. Bob, have you ever sit back and say, wow, that's a lot of games? Has that ever dawned on you just what kind of a number that is?
Well, it's just awesome. There's no question about it. It's funny, John, I didn't know it was even close to that amount when I came to the rink last Saturday, or Friday, I should say. We're on our way to Calgary to take on the Hitmen, and one of the coaches came up to me and congratulated me on 3,800, and the players were congratulating me as well, and I had no idea what the heck they were talking about. And then they said, well, 3,800 games, this will be your 3,800 game. I said, you've got to be kidding. And it just kind of took me by total surprise, John. And, if I was to ask you how many games you've done, you probably couldn't really tell me either, because we all go to work, we do our jobs, and we enjoy every moment doing the play-by-play. And I just feel so honored that I've been able to do it this long and do it even, period. So it's just a number, John, but when you stop to think of it, it is truly awesome for sure.
It's a true honor when someone will count for you. That's what I think here.
Absolutely. I can't count that high.
We've talked about this a lot. It fascinates me because, of course, it's the industry we work in here. But you've called all but just one of the Tigers game in club history. And I know that if you had a chance to do it all over again, you'd get that one game done so you could say you had it. But tell me about that story as you were sent away on assignment there.
Well, it was just weird. Like you said, if I could get that game back, I would have stayed at home and done the darn thing, and then people would leave me alone about it. But no, it was my boss at the time. His wife was on the Medicine Hat curling team that won the Alberta Championship, and they had to go to Saskatoon for the Lassie. That's what they called it back there in 1973. That was the National Women's Curling Championship, and he thought it would be best rather than me. I do a hockey game that Saturday night that I go up to Saskatoon and cover that curling event. And so, therefore, that's why I missed that one game. I didn't think anything of it at the time, but now when you think back on it, you got to kind of chuckle and giggle a little bit. But so it is, and I've missed one game in all my career here with the Medicine Hat Tigers, and I feel, hey, I guess that's okay too.
Yeah, you've seen some great teams. You've seen some championship teams, Memorial Cups, and you've seen it all here. So how much longer, Bob? How much longer are you going to go here? You know what? You're getting closer to 4,000. Let's chase 4,000. Why not?
Well, what the heck? I just take it, John, just one year at a time. And, you know, as long as the health holds out and everything else and I'm still enjoying the game, well, I'll keep going as long as I can. I've kind of got my sights set on 50 years. Right now we're doing 48, and I'd like to do at least a couple more, and if my health is still good, I may even extend that to a couple more years. But one year at a time, one step at a time, and I got to admit, John, I'm still enjoying every moment of it.
Yeah, I can tell. You know, you still get up to interview the young players and the coaches and things like that, and they enjoy talking to you as well. What keeps you going here, Bob? What is it that keeps the drive and the fire bright with your profession?
I think really it's, you know, dealing with the young guys. It keeps you young. And I think you're probably finding the same thing. You're up to date with the new ideas, the new dress codes. And certainly I do not dress like the young guys. It kind of keeps you up to date anyway. And all the new electronic toys and everything else. So I think it's just dealing with young people. And I think that's probably the main thing that keeps me going right now. And I don't get a chance to think too much about how old I'm getting or the aches and pains. I just take it a day at a time and enjoy every day.
I know outside the game you have your hobbies as well. I know you're an avid motorcyclist and you enjoy some other things away from the rink.
During the summertime, this is part of it too. I do have some downtime, and the wife and I have got a motorhome, and we do some motorhoming here in southern Alberta, southern BC, and also into Montana and so on. And with the motorbike, I belong to the Hog Group here in Medicine Hat, and we do some marvelous trips as well. So I think you've got to give yourself some downtime, some time away from the game, and I think that's another thing that's certainly helping me to stay focused and still enjoy the game of hockey.
I think that one of the best parts about the run, Rids, is just how humble you've stayed with everything here. You've got a lot of attention over the years for the years when you used to drive the bus as well and call the games. You don't do that anymore. But there's been numerous features done on you. Anytime the Tigers get a chance to celebrate a milestone like this, they do it. And I think that must speak on your character and just what type of person you are.
Well, I appreciate that, John. Thank you so much. But hockey is a humbling game, just like all major sports. And the moment you think you're better than the game is the time that you better go and play tiddlywinks or something, because it's a marvelous game, and it just kind of keeps you on the straight and narrow and keep you focused. And that's exactly how I've tried to approach it all these years. And just like I said before, I'm loving every minute of it.
It's always great to catch up with you. I'm so happy that they recognized 3,800 and your march toward just boggles my mind. 50 years behind the microphone of the Medicine Hat Tigers. Rids, great to catch up with you. Congratulations once again, and we'll see you down there on the trail, okay?
All right, John. Thank you so much.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
What a season for the Swift Current Broncos top line. Glenn Godden, Alexi Heponiemi, and WHL goal leader Tyler Steenbergen. 9 points for Heponiemi, and the WHL on the run and CHL Player of the Week. Ryan Switzer has more.
Aleksi Heponiemi, a 5'10", 140-pound forward from Finland. His nickname is Hippo, and Aleksi, you've had a huge year with the Swift Current Broncos. A 2-goal and 7-assist weekend gets you WHL and CHL Player of the Week honors. What was it like getting that news?
Well, obviously a good thing, and great to get to know you work hard and do things right, and you get known about it, and it's obviously a good thing.
You had a Western Hockey League Rookie of the Year season last year. After that, you headed back to Finland. What was the off season like back home?
Yeah, obviously I worked really hard during the summer, and I had a really good summer. I still had to travel a bit, but I think I had a really good summer. I practiced hard. I worked out with my really good trainers, and I really had a good summer.
The Florida Panthers selected you 40th overall in last summer's draft. Talk about getting that news.
Yeah, obviously it was an awesome feeling. It was kind of just sitting there and waiting, but when it came, it was really great.
What was the experience like, you know, going to Florida's camp this year and playing with guys at another level?
It was really big. I mean, obviously we had a different camp this year because the hurricane, but lots of NHL players get to play with them, get to practice with them, and that's a big thing.
You know, getting what was it like for you travel-wise, you know, getting displaced with, as you mentioned, you know, the hurricanes that were happening at the time and everything with that?
Well, obviously, it was I was worried about it and how it went there, but it wasn't actually that bad there, so it was good, and all the travels went pretty well, but obviously there was something bad damage too.
Yourself, Tyler Steenbergen, and Glenn Godden, Swift Current's top line has been getting a lot of attention. You guys have certainly appeared to have some good chemistry since game one.
Well, we just want to play every night. We just want to play our game and produce a lot. Obviously, work hard, skate hard. We got to skate faster and better than everyone else, and just play our game, and that's how the results come.
There's a palpable excitement surrounding the team in Swift Current this year. What's it like right now in that in the team's dressing room?
Well, obviously we have had also a bad game, so we can't totally be happy. But obviously we're feeling good now. We had a couple good wins last weekend, and that was huge for us. And obviously we're excited about today's game too, and just can't wait to play another game.
Thanks for this, Hippo.
Thank you.
And that's the show. I want to say thanks to our guests and also special thanks to Ryan and Swift Current for his help. I'm John Key.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners and Warrior Hockey.